As we leave the holiday of Sukkot and enter into Shmini Atzeret Simchas Torah, I wanted to share a quick idea from the Lulav, the Dalet Minim, that hopefully will allow us to have a meaningful last 2 days, but also to transition out of the season of Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkot, and now Shmini Atzeret Simchas Torah into the rest of the year. There are many different perspectives as to what exactly the Lulav and Etrog represent, as to what exactly the Dalet Minim, the Hadassim, the Arav of the Lulav and Etrog represent. And I wanted to share a few quick ideas that hopefully will provide us with a complete perspective as to something that we can take away, a message that we could take away from the Dalet Minim and move into the upcoming year. There are many different perspectives as to what the Dalet Minim represent. One of the most famous perspectives is that each one of the Dalet Minim represents a different individual in Klal Yisrael. The Medrash says so beautifully that each one of the Dalet Minim represents a different person in Klal Yisrael. On the one hand, the Etrog, which has a Ta'am and Rayach, represents a person that does learn Torah and also has good midos. The Lulav represents a person that only learns Torah but doesn't have good midos. The Hadassim represent a person who has good midos but doesn't learn Torah. And the Aravos represent an individual that does neither, does not have good midos and does not learn Torah. And what the Medrash so beautifully says is that when we, all of those different individuals come together, they are mechaper zo et zo, they atone for each other. Meaning that the power of the unity of all of these different types of people coming together is so critical, is so important, and is such a crucial element of Klal Yisrael. And when all of those individuals come together, they are mechaper zo et zo, they uplift each other, they atone for each other, they're able to elevate each other, and they're able to rise up. A second perspective of the Dalet Minim is that each of the Dalet Minim represent a different part of our body. The Etrog represents our heart, says the Medrash, then quoted by Rabbeinu Bachaye. The Lulav represents our spine. The Hadassim represent our eyes. And the Aravos represent our mouth. And says the Medrash so beautifully, why do we need all of these things? Why do we need all four of these Dalet Minim representing all the different key components of our body? It's to teach us that all of our limbs at every point in our lives should scream out, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I want to serve you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I want to do your will. And so when we shake this lulav and etrog, what we're emphasizing is we're emphasizing that we are crying out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that with all of the different components of our physical body, we want to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And so these two answers so beautifully complement each other, because the first set of answers, which focuses on the people and the relationships between the different members of Klal Yisrael, focuses on unity, the importance of Binat Machaviro when it comes to our experience as Jews. And at the same time, the importance of Binat Lamakum when it comes to our experience of Jews. The second answer focusing on the fact that we should use all of the different components of our body to elevate ourselves, to Makari Shem Shamayim, to do our best and to uplift ourselves and then ultimately those around us through our actions. There's a third approach, though, that I think is so beautiful and rounds out these approaches. The third approach says that each one of the different Dalet Minim represents a different one of the Avos. The Etrog represents Avram Avinu, the Lulav represents Yitzchak, the Hadassim represent Yaakov, and the Aravos represent Yosef. And this idea that when we shake the Lulav and Etrog, what we're reminding ourselves is that we can connect back to a Mesorah of individuals, we can connect back into our Zechus Avos as merits for us, not only during this season, but as we move forward as well. And what I think we can take away from these three different perspectives is the recognition that we've gone through a season of Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkot that is focused on so many of these elements. Whether it's Bein Adam L'Chaviro and our tshuva process of apologizing to people, whether it's Bein Adam L'Chaviro and the experiences of wishing each other Ishana Tova, whether it's Bein Adam L'Chaviro and in asking for forgiveness from our fellow man, or just celebrating with each other in the holiday of Sukkot, Bein Adam L'Mako and all the tfilos that we've done over the past season, our blowing of shofar, our mitzvah of sitting in the sukkah, so much of our experience has been Bein Adam L'Mako as well. And yet these holidays are an opportunity for us to also tap into our avos. How many times over these past few weeks have we mentioned our avos in our tefillah? Have we asked for zechus avos? And how many of us have had the privilege to think about the people that came before us, not only our avos, but also our relatives and our ancestors that came before us, and to tap into minhagim over this past season, whether specific for our family or Klal Yisrael, that have been passed down from generation to generation. And so as we enter and Ashmini Atzeret, where we are told Kasha Alei Pridaschem, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu turns to us and says, it's hard for me to separate from you. Stay one more day. We stay one more day to reaffirm our commitment to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to reaffirm our commitment to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the area of Bein Adam L'Chaviro and Bein Adam L'Makom. in the area of our Masoret community being passed down from generation to generation. Recognizing that Shmini Atzeret is a day for us to focus on all of these components of Torah, and Simchas Torah is the day where we reflect on how beautiful Torah is, to give us a path, to give us guidance on how to live a life of good people, with good midos, treating the people around us properly, and how to live a life as a good Eved Hashem. And that we have models for that in our experience as well, and Simchas Torah through our leaning, and our experience of reading Torah and celebrating Torah, talking Torah, should be uplifting in that way as well. There's a final perspective that's told about the Dalet Minim, that each one of them, says the Rabbeinu B'chai, each one of them represents HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Lulav Zeh HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Etrog Zeh HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Aravu Zeh HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hadassim Zeh HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Dalet Minim, on a soul level, teach us that first and foremost, in front of everything we do, is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is our goal, to serve Hashem in all of the different elements of our lives. And so as we exit this season that has been so focused on Avodas Hashem, through Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkot, Shmini Atzeres, and Simchas Torah, let us take the messages of these Dalet Minim entering into the world and on the most basic level say, Zeh HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is why we do everything. We do everything to be Mekadesh Shem Shamayim. We do everything to be good Evdei Hashem. We do everything to be good individuals, one to each other, knowing that that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from us. And we take the model of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the model of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and all of the midos that he has and all of the way that he interacts with us. And we hope that we can take that model to learn from as we go throughout our year. Wishing all of you a beautiful last days of Yontif. We're looking forward, hopefully, Be'ezer Hashem, to exploring these ideas of Bein Adam L'Chaviro, Bein Adam L'Makom, in some of the shiurim that'll take place following these chagim. A sneak peek as to what's to come following the chag. But wishing all of you a meaningful chag with your families, or if you listen to this after, Shavua Tov, you should have a beautiful, beautiful rest of your year. Kasha Elai Pridaschem, enjoy your last moments with the Kadosh Baruch Hu in the Sukkah. And may this holiday and the rest of your year be uplifting and meaningful.